Yes, well, tried to remember the very first memories. I don't know which one came first.
Yeah.
But I can remember one very early one. My mother had given me a paper bag to play with out in the back garden, and I went out in the back garden with this paper bag, and it fell to the ground, and the wind started to blow it over the back garden, and I was chasing it and couldn't catch it. And I can remember feeling terribly, terribly sad that my mother had given me this bag, and I was losing it, you see. And I remember I felt terrible about it. I don't think she really minded it, but I remember I did feel rotten about that. Another memory I can have is lying on the ground and watching the clouds, and suddenly it occurred to me, yes, it really is happening. Those clouds are moving. They're actually moving. So I leaped up, and there was a little girl that lives next door named Joyce. And I remember I ran over and thought, I must tell Joyce about this, and knocked on the door.
Discovered.
And this very tall mother, Joyce, she seemed right up in the clouds. And I asked for Joyce, and she said, oh no, Joyce is having a nap now. She's sleeping. So I remember I said to her, well, tell her the clouds are moving. And I can remember this look of amusement on the woman's face. So that's two of my memories. Very early.
Your first encounter,
okay.
They were in Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia, yeah. I can also remember my mother had a pretty rough time for a while. She just got married, and she had these three stepdaughters, and they were giving her a really hard time. And I can remember being suddenly, well, number of things, but one time being taken to her sister, my mother's sister, my aunt Miriam, and Miriam, that's the mother of Clara and these ones we visited in 1789, sitting at the table. She was getting ready to get married, sort of making herself up, or not for the wedding, but and my mother sitting there telling her troubles to Miriam. And I can't remember a thing about these troubles, or whatever they were. I couldn't understand them. But, and I can remember that my mother was talking to her, and Miriam sitting at this chair, making herself up, hearing my mother's troubles. And I can remember her grabbing me and holding me and weeping. This terrible sounding, wretched sobs coming right up from inside. And I didn't know what the hell was going on, but this was the hard time she was getting from me. Especially Gertrude, the oldest one, which you met, you know Gertrude.
She's lovely.
Very nice, yeah. But she was very hard on, she was only, what was she? At that time, she'd have been 15. She was, she's 10 years older than me. So she'd have been, oh, only about 14 or so.
Well, that's
a tough age
sometimes.
Not for you, Ben. No, I didn't mean for you. But it was for some.
Gertrude was, when we met up, went to meet Gertrude, she said, what a charming little boy you were.
Did she?
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Anyway, Gertrude used to, she was, I was very keen on Gertrude all the time. I can remember right from earliest memories, she really had won me over. And I think she, now looking back and being cynical, she had done that partly because she enjoyed doing it, and partly it was in competition with my mother, perhaps, I don't know. But anyway, she did, and she used to, when we went to New Rochelle from Nova Scotia, we went there when I was five, and Gertrude, got the job in the telephone company when she was about 17 in the Bell telephone. Telephone operator, you know, number please for,
yep,
for the old flappers. And she was earning money, and this was, as I was saying, the boom times in the States. They were, everybody was making money. There were jobs everywhere. Gertrude had lots of money. And then she would buy me presents. Almost every day she'd come home with some kind of a present.
She told me that
she thought you were she did. She and I got along very well.
She told me that she would bring home a new Burgess book.
And she introduced me to these Burgess books, and I can remember them very clearly. And that was Gertrude. And later on, Lester, Gertrude's husband, he got me two bird dogs, but that was much later when I was in my early teens. Anyway, that was,
And your father in Nova Scotia, what was he doing?
He was a carpenter, and he worked in a sort of a carpenter's shop. They showed me the shop, or the building. I think the building is still there. They thought it was still there. They weren't certain where the shop had been. And they made forms for, then they would pour or concrete or make something for making something. I don't know what, an engineering company, but my father only did the wooden.
He also made the molds.
Yes, he made the wooden molds for the whatever they were making. And but he had spent a lot of his time in the States previously, and he had a hankering to get away from Nova Scotia, and he went down on an exploratory trip to see if there was any work. There wasn't much of a future for young men in Nova Scotia then or now, or there hasn't been since the old sailing ships went out. But he went to the States and, oh, everything was booming, lots of work for carpenters, and got a job, and then he sent for the rest of us. And my mother took the three girls and me down on this ship. I remember that trip when I was five, and we went down to New Rochelle, but practically New York City.
Right.